Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Europe. Right now, the headlines in Europe are warning. German inflation hits double digits for first time in euro era. Germany faces dilemma of owning Russian assets in Uniper buyout. German economy seeing shrinking next year due to energy crisis. Germany is the bank and manufacturing center of the European Union. It drives everything else, all the other budgets, all the other concerns of the euro. But Germany, since the crisis in Ukraine, has been backpedaling away from its decades-old Ostpolitik to what is now an undetermined future. The attacks on the Nord Stream 1 and 2 are said to be aimed at Olaf Scholz, the chancellor of all the Germans, who's said to be the weak link in the European Union and NATO intention to combat Russia. This is a geopolitical matter, but it's also an economic matter about business immediately, as one of our great trading partners, Europe, is in doubt. I welcome Chris Riegel. This is the Scholar Report, Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space. Chris, a very good evening to you. You have business partners in Europe. You listen to the B2B traffic in Europe. The hesitation, is it now obvious, or is Germany ahead of the game? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Germany's currently getting hit. What we'd say, getting hit high and getting hit low. On the high end, if you look at the German economy of $3.8 trillion, roughly $2 trillion of that is product that is manufactured in Germany, steel, aluminum, automobiles, others, that is in one way or another directly tied to the supply of Russian resource, energy, gas, oil, etc. So the German manufacturing sector is getting hammered because of the lack of energy and the increasing and spiraling costs. That being the high side. On the low side, the consumer. I was speaking with one of our employees in Germany this morning. His mother, who is a 79-year-old pensioner, received her latest utility bill, and that utility bill had straight doubled from the month previously. So both at the business side, high, and the consumer side, low, the German economy is getting hammered by these spiraling energy costs that are translating now into significant headwinds on both consumer and business. That will likely further trickle down, that because consumers are going to be spending a lot more money on keeping their homes warm over the winter, they'll have a lot less discretionary income, and you'll see that ripple throughout various sectors.
Do you see the effect of the energy shortfall already, say, in businesses and their prospects to maintain a workforce, or in franchises and their expectations of their ability to stay open or provide the food and the service that is necessary?
You're starting to see more restrictions in Germany on, as an example, retail hours, some of the technology that's used in retail environments, saying, hey, you can't run this at the same duration because we're trying to conserve energy. So it seems to be a drip, drip, drip effect of businesses being ordered by the government to lessen hours, lessen time, simply to preserve electricity. And that will have an economic translation in a lower amount of sales for those businesses.
Ukraine conflict dominates the story in Europe, but the Ukraine conflict is not top of mind when we go to Asia, China chiefly. China has been non-transparent for some time about its zero COVID policy. It may have lifted, hard to tell at this point, because we're all waiting for the 20th Party Congress, when the expectation is that Xi Jinping will be continued as general secretary of the party. However, looking at the supply chain that was said to be the cause of the inflation worldwide, I'm reading, Chris, that the supply chain is endeavoring to unwind its tangle at some of the ports, and that prices of the containers, TE prices, have been dropping. What do you hear from your enterprises and colleagues in China? Is the manufacturing hub getting back in order, and is the supply chain clearing up?
So from a logistics perspective, at peak of pandemic, a 40-foot container from mainland China to the west coast of the U.S. on a spot market price was, say, $44,000 to make that sea traversal. Recently, we're seeing that below $8,000. So there's been a great reset in reduction of pricing. Now, even at $8,000, that's twice what it cost pre-pandemic. So it's still higher than normal, but it is moderated directly. What we are seeing across the electronics industry in China is, for the first time in 2 or 3 years pre-pandemic, we have suppliers calling, offering lower prices, offering fast production times, offering incentives. It's extremely clear within the technology and consumer electronics sector that the Chinese market has slowed dramatically and that you have excess capacity chasing opportunity globally, which is a very unusual sign for the last 3 years, where it was always demand chasing capacity. Now the tables have flipped and it's clear that the Chinese economy has slowed.
I want to translate this. What's unusual here is that manufacturers are looking for business because their plants are idle, are without a future booking. They're looking at emptiness in the wintertime.
That's correct. You would see through the pandemic 24 to 32 week lead times. You would see cost premiums of 30, 40, 50%. Now you're seeing solicitation from suppliers saying 4 week lead times, decreases in cost to 10 or 15% below pre-pandemic prices. That tells you there's excess factory capacity that's going unused, an increasing sense of desperation. You also saw earlier in the week, late last week, the further devaluation of the yuan from 6.8 on the US dollar to 7.2. So the Chinese are trying to prime that engine to get it going again. There's definitely concern across industries there.
Coming to the US, the housing market, residential housing, is approaching 7% mortgages. Prices are said to be dropping even in the hot markets. So we can see that people are hesitating to take up new mortgages. Or if you're selling a house right now, you're faced with a dilemma. Do you drop your price and take a loss or not much gain, or do you wait it out? However, the commercial space, for years, Chris, you've identified this, especially after the pandemic, as a weakness. And the report is that even the better buildings are having difficulty filling. Is this the work from home? Is this crime in major cities like New York and San Francisco, or is this the future? Can you tell?
John, I think it's a combination of both. What you're seeing in New York and San Francisco are devaluations of the commercial property by 40, 45, 50%, principally because now more employees are saying, I don't want to ever come back to the office, which is obviously an interesting discussion between employer and employee. But it's absolutely clear that the trend towards the amount of space demanded, especially in the very large cities, is going to be much, much smaller going forward. That directly translates to 30% or more decreases in things like property taxes, revenue to cities for occupancy taxes, income taxes on the employee base. So you're seeing a very significant shift in what will end up being a municipal government problem, likely very significant in 23 and 24. If workers are not coming back, if building valuations are going down, that translates to the level of goods and services that the municipalities can provide. Principally among them may be policing. So if I don't have to go into work and if I'm in a big, dangerous city and I can work remote, that does not portend well for city cores.
I named the two cities I'm most familiar with crime and work from home, New York and San Francisco. There are many other cities across the country. I want to go to what you're most familiar with, which is Dayton, Ohio. Is it having difficulty filling buildings or seeing prices drop, or are secondary cities doing better than the primaries?
I think you're seeing secondary cities that are doing better than a primary, but you still have in this environment some employers that have said you can work from home forever. What I would also call out is that especially in the southern states, this is also a blue state, red state thing. You're seeing less challenges in red states and red cities where you have better law enforcement, more pro-business environments, Florida, Texas, et cetera. So there's definitely a blue versus red comparison between which cities have come back and are much more economically vibrant than which cities are not.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm, as you just heard, business on all the three major trading continents. This is the Scholar Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.